Good evening and welcome to the Thursday night cheer for Shabbos, the Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos for Tisha B'Av this year, literally right before Tisha B'Av, which of course is Motzei Shabbos and Sunday. And we always read the Parshas Devarim on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. And one of the connections that pointed out between the Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos Parshas Devarim, and Tisha B'Av relates to the use in the Torah of a word which is, of course, very closely identified with Tisha B'Av, and that is, of course, the word Eicha, which we obviously associate with Tisha B'Av because of Megillas Eicha. The pasuk says in the first of the sources, Devarim Perak Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Eicha Esol Avadi Torchachem Amasechem Riuchem. How can I possibly bear alone your burdens, your troubles, your quarrels, and so on? And we read that word again in the Haftorah for the Shabbos, the Haftorah of Chazon, by Yeshaya Perak Aleph Pasuk Chaf Aleph, source 2, Eicha Haisa Lazona Kiya Nemona, etc. The Navi laments, how is it possible that the once wonderful city, which used to be filled with righteousness, is now like a prostitute and filled with murderers and so on? And then, of course, the Pasuk in Eicha itself, Perak Aleph Pasuk Aleph, the third source, Eicha Yashva Vadad Ir Abbas Yam, etc. How can the city sit so forlorn when it was once such a populous and beautiful city, etc.? So the Medrash links these three Eichas, the Medrash in Source 4, Eicha Rabba Parsha Aleph Simon Aleph, Source 4, Eicha Yosho Shlosho Nistabu Beloshon Eicha. Three of our great Nevi'im prophesied using the word Eicha, famous Medrash, right? Moshe, Yeshaya, V'Yirmiyah. These three sources we just saw. Moshe said Eicha Salvadi, Yeshaya said Eicha Salvazona, Yirmiyah said Eicha Yosho Vodon, and the Omer of Levi, Moshe Matrona Shalo Shlosho Shushanin. It's like a noble woman, like a person of stature. So, you know, sometimes we see people of stature. So when we see them in public, they have a certain persona, a certain presentation. But the people who are with them when they're in their house or when they're in other situations and so on, sometimes see them differently. So that's what the Medrash says over here. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Jewish people at a time of their greatness, b'chavodam v'shalvosam, right? A time of dignity, a special time, right? When they had interest in Dinei Torah and so on, in a positive sense. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw them. And Yirmiyahu saw them at the time of their impetuous behavior, right? The time of their sins. And Yirmiyahu saw them at the time of their disgrace. So those are the three Eichas. Okay. Anyway, the first, the third of the sources, the famous Eicha that's associated with the Tisha B'Av, of course, is the Megillas Eicha, Eicha Yashva Vodad. Actually, we refer to it as Megillas Eicha. Chazal did not. Chazal did not call it Megillas Eicha. They called it Megillas or Sefer Kinos. In fact, the English translation of Eicha, of course, that we find in our Chumash was Lamentations. You know, the word Eicha does not mean Lamentations. The word Lamentations is reflective of the Chazal's nickname for this book, the Book of Kinos. So, for example, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Tesvav Mid Aleph, source number 5. There, the Gemara indicates who wrote which of the books of Tanakh. So it says Yirmiyah in source 5, Bava Basra, Tesvav Mid Aleph, Yirmiyah Kosov, Sifro, Sefer Melachim, Mekinos. Yirmiyah wrote his own book, the Book of Yirmiyah, also the Book of Melachim, the history book, the time of the kings, and the Book of Kinos. Again, that's what's called Eicha, yeah. The Book of Kinos. I'm sorry. If everyone can mute, that would be helpful because I don't want to have background noise. Okay. There's a Gemara in Moed Katan of Chav Vav Mid Aleph, which relates the story. The Gemara says on the Chav Vav Mid Aleph of Moed Katan that hold on 1 second. So the Gemara in Moed Katan, Chav Vav Mid Aleph, says, Omar Leli Yoyakim, he was the king, as we'll see shortly. He was the king at the time of the Yirmiyahu wrote Eicha. Kosev Yirmiyahu Sefer Kinos. Yirmiyahu wrote the book of Kinos, Omar Lehu. And he said to them, what's written inside? Ma Kosev to the start of the first pasuk, Eicha Yashva Vadad. So we see that Chazal, the book that we call Eicha, that begins Eicha Yashva Vadad, is nicknamed by Chazal, the book of Kinos. What I'd like to discuss this evening is I entitled this year some lesser known facts about reading and studying Megillas Eicha and Tisha B'Av. So let's first look exactly some of the background of Eicha, some lesser known background of Eicha. Actually, it's clear from the way Chazal interpreted the psukim in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Vav, a good chunk of which I printed in Source 7, not the whole perek, but I printed a bunch of the psukim. Actually, Eicha was written before the Churban, not as a reaction to it. It was written as a nevuah, it all came true, but it was written as a prophecy as if it had happened. It hadn't happened yet. So the Navi says, let's take a look at it together. Well, let's see some of these sources in 7. Yirmiyahu paraklam adrof pasuk aleph. Vahi bashona hashvius leyakim ben Yosh, Yoshua melech Yehuda. Hayo dvar hazel, Yirmiyahu meis Hashem lemor. Pasuk beis, kach lecho megillah sefer. Take a megillah, a scroll. Tell all the prophecies that I've been telling you with regard to the Jewish people and so on and so forth, right? Which I've told you from the time, you know, before. Okay, if you take a look, just skip to 8 for a second, the Radak on that Pasuk, give me all paraklamet of Pasuk, but he says, means all out, etc. And look at the end, Rabbeinu Zal Darshu Zu Megillas Eicha. The Radak points out that this Pasuk, this Megillah that the Yirmiyahu is being told to write now, is what we call Megillas Eicha. And why does he want it written? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Pasuk Gimel there, Source 7, Yirmiyahu Parak Lamed Rav, Pasuk Gimel, Ulai Yishmu Beis Yehuda Es Kol HaRoa Shanuchi Choshev Asos Lahem. Maybe the people, the Jewish people here of all the evils and all the suffering and all the tragedies described in Megillas Eicha, they'll realize this is what's coming to them, and they'll decide, right, and they'll decide, Laman Yoshuvu, in other words, basically, the Megillah is being written to inspire the people to do tshuva, that they should realize that if they're not going to change their ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring all this suffering that's written in Megillah Seicha upon them. So the purpose is to give them a chance in advance to do tshuva. That's the idea. And so, Pasuk Dalet Vayikra, Yirmiyahu is Baruch Ben Neriah. Baruch Ben Neriah was Yirmiyahu's Talmud, his assistant, his right-hand man. So Yirmiyahu summoned Baruch Ben Neriah, and he told him, "Vayichto Baruch Ben Neriah is called to Hashem Shem Develav a Megillah Sefer." And everything which Yirmiyahu said, Baruch Ben Neriah wrote down on the scroll. That was the original Megillah Sefer, like the Radak says. And he wanted to bring it, to read it to the people in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, this is before. The events hadn't happened. The Churban hadn't happened yet. This, as Pasuk Gimel says, was that HaKadosh Baruch was giving them a chance to read and hear what's in store for them, so perhaps they'll do tshuva. So Yirmiyahu said he couldn't go. He was in prison. That's a different story. But he says in Pasuk, "Hey, I'm Atzur, lo uchal av aveis, I can't go, but you can go." And so on, go read it in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash, and Zion again. Ulai tipot chinasam Hashem yashuva ish midark arav. Maybe they'll daven and they'll do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear, and he'll change his mind, and so on. He won't destroy the people. And so pasuk ches vayas Baruch Ben Neriah kachol Hashem tivayim anavi likro b'sefer divrei Hashem Beis Hashem. So Baruch Ben Neriah did so, and he read Megillah Seicha again. Didn't happen yet. It's a foretelling what's going to happen. So all the people, and later on, I skipped a few pesukim. When you look at the next paragraph there, Yudalad. So all the officers called Baruch and a gentleman by the name of Yehudi ben Nesanyo, and they read it and so on, and the people were frightened. Look in Pasuk Tezayim. They were taken frightened by what they heard. All these tragedies, all these disasters which are being foretold. Right? We better go to the king and report this to him, what's going to happen. And so, skipping a few verses again, Pasuk Chavala, the third batch of sources, the third paragraph there in 7. He sent this guy, Yehudi, to get this scroll, to read it and so on in front of the king. This was the ninth month. Ninth month is Kislev. It was very winter time in Yerushalayim. It was very cold. So the king was sitting, and the fire was burning in the furnace, the fireplace. And look at Chav Gimel Vayhi Kikro Yehudi Shalosh Losos Arba Yikro El Kesar Asofer VaHashrech Al Eish. When the guy began to read, he read 3 or 4 columns from this Megillas Eicha, this Nevuah. So the king took like a scissors or razor, whatever, cut it up. The Hashrech Al Eish Asher Al Eich. He threw it into the fire that was in the furnace, in the fireplace. Atom Kol Megillah Al Eish Asher Al Eich. Until the whole Megillah burnt. That was the king's reaction. He wasn't interested in hearing any of this stuff, and he burnt this Megillah. And Pasuk Chavdav below Pachadu, they weren't frightened. Below Karos Bigdam, they didn't tear their garments as a form of tshuva and avelus and so on. And that was the end of that. So, in Pasuk Chavzayin, Vahid Vashol Yimel Acharei Srofa Melachas Megillas Vadvarm Asher Kasu Baruch Pi Yirmiyahu Lemor. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu talked to Yirmiyahu again. And he told him in Pasuk Chavches, Shuv Kach Lecho Megillah Acharis. Okay, take another scroll, take another parchment. Take another scroll. Uksov alas kol advarim rishonim shahu ala megillah rishona shesarf Yoyakim melech Yehuda. And write everything down again that had been on that scroll which Yoyakim burnt. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to give up. So they had him write it down again. And the Yirmiyahu did so, right? And then, of course, in Choftes, Yoakim, you tell him, he burnt the Megillah. Look at the end of Choftes. Kibo Yovo Melech Bovel, Behishchis Esaret Hazos, Behishpis Mena Adorahima. The Melech Bovel is going to come, he's going to destroy this land, and he's going to make it empty of people and animals and so on. So the prayer concludes, Lamed Beis, Yirmiyahu Lakach Megillah Acheres, Vayit Nal Baruch Ben Neiryo, he rewrote everything that had been in that initial scroll, which the king Yoakim burnt. And he added more to it this time. Okay, essentially, look at the Mitzudas David in source 9, Parakamon Rav Pasuk Beis. Again, that's Omar Chazal, it was Megillas Eicha. And again, the goal was of reading it to the people that it didn't happen yet, I'm stressing, right? It was a nevuah. It was written originally as a nevuah to inspire the people to do tshuva, which some people maybe were interested in, but the king wasn't, okay? That's what the Mitzvah David says in Gimel. You read it as if these things already happened, they already transpired, they hadn't. But then the people realized this is a serious business. But anyway, they didn't listen, and this time, the second time, he wrote even more. What was the even more? Mitzvah David says in Pasuk Lamed Beis, the end of 9, okay, more things. Why? Okay, we know the Megillah Eicha, most of the Prakim, four of the five Prakim follow the Aleph Beis, Alpha Beta, follow the Aleph Beis. Right? The fifth one doesn't. Fifth Parak does not follow the Aleph Beis, although it does have 22 Psukim, just like the others. Actually, the first parak, the second parak, the fourth parak, all follow the Aleph Beis. The fifth doesn't follow the Aleph Beis, at 22 psukim. The third has a triplet, 3 psukim for each letter, 66 psukim. That's how Megillas Eicha is structured. So, according to the Mitzvah David, it's actually a dispute. I print in source 10 in the Psichta, the opening to Megillas Eicha, to Medrash Eicha Rabbah, Medrash Eicha Rabbah, the Psichta, Os Chav Ches. Source 10, Amachlokes, Chamar Chanida, what did he add? Okay, did he add the apparently, the first time he just wrote, that's how the Masuda says, 3 prakim. Echa Yashav Adad, that's Parak Aleph. Echa Yoav Apo is Parak Beis. And Echa Yoam Zahav. Okay? And then he added the 3 part in Parak. I printed the opening psukim, I just want to see it. Source 11, Parak Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Echa Yoav Apo. Parak Gimel begins with 3 psukim that are Aleph. Ani Agever, Osinog, Ach Miyashuv, and so on. Fourth Parak again starts with Echa, and 13, Echa Yoam Zahav. And the fifth Parak starts with Zuchar Shema Ha'olono. Doesn't follow the Aleph, it does have 22 psukim. But anyway, so Machlokas there in the Medrash, what did he add? The Mitzudas says he added the Perek Ani Agever, the third Perek, had not been written in that original scroll. Okay? And others say he added Zechor Hashem. Okay, that's the Machlokas there. Whatever it is, he added, and that's the Megillas Eicha. We have Rashi in his opening comment to Megillas Eicha, Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph, 15. Eicha Yashuv Adad. Yirmiyahu Kosov Sefer Kinnas, Hiya Megillah, Asher Sarv Yoakim, Asher Aisha, that's the scroll that Yoakim burnt on the furnace, on the fireplace, and the fire, and so on. Bahaba, Shalosh Alav Beitos, Echa Yashra, Echa Yoam, and Shuva Hosef Alei Ania Geber, that he accepts that also, just added Ania Geber, which is a triple Alav Beis, and then another thing, that's how he says, Oh, no, Sav Alei, if you look back in Posek Lamed Beis, sounds like he added things Kahena, just like the first three, so just like at 3 Olives. Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, and Perek Dalad. The 3 Alephs in Perek Gimel, he added a pasuk with 3 Alephs 3 times, each letter. Okay. Anyway, it's a detail, but the bottom line is, that's a little bit of background. I say not as well known, but a little bit of background to the origins of Megillas Eicha. Okay, so Megillas Eicha was written by Yirmiyahu, as I said, before the actual events transpired. Then he added something later on. Maybe the third parak makes sense because Aniya Geva Ra Ani, I saw the suffering. Sounds like it's in a past tense. Okay. Anyway, that's what it's in Megillas Eicha. Now, the question is, we'll begin with now. The question is, we'll start with studying Megillas Eicha on Tisha B'Av. Is it permissible to study it to read? We'll get to, but to study to read Megillas Eicha. I'm not talking about reading in shul now. We're reading at home. Indirectly by reading in Shul 2, we'll get to that in detail in the second part of the Shia, but the question is, studying Megillas Eicha, is that permissible on Tisha B'Av? Sounds like a funny question, but there is a Gemara in Moed Katan, Dav Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, Source 16, Tanar Rabbanan, Dvarim She'Avel Aser Bahem. Here are things which an Avel, and an Avel here means a personal Avel, a person, Rachmanot Tzlan, sitting Shiva after the death of a relative. So one of the things is also into the Gemara. They discuss all the things, and among the things are 16. This is Moed Katan Chafalaf Malav. But also Likos B'Torah V'Mivu Ksuvim. Not allowed to read anything from Tanakh. The Lishnos B'Mishnah. Not allowed to learn Mishnah. But Medrash B'Halachas or Talmud B'Agoras. Right? Gemara Mishnah Medrash, and so on and so forth. You're not allowed to study. And what's the reason? Why not? So the Gemara explains. Rashi says there Moed Katan Chafalaf Malav. He refers to an earlier Gemara. 17. V'Also Likos K'Lemir La'El. Okay, that's a Gemara earlier in my cotton test vav Ahmed Aleph 18. The Gemara says, Avel also be the Vaitar, be the Kamarachman of the Cheskel, Dom. Dom means silent, right? Be silent. Like Vaidom Aaron, right? To be silent. That's a Pussing in Cheskel per Kof Dalit Pussing in Zion. It's verse 19. I printed it. Hey, Anek Dom, amazing Avel. And so on. This is without the details now, but Yechezkel Navi, his wife died. So he was told to do and not to do certain things from what, in terms of Avelas. So what he was told to do and not to do, we learn what a regular Avil does do. He wasn't supposed to do certain things, but a regular Avil does. Also, certain things he wasn't allowed to do, that's also what a regular Avil isn't allowed to do. So a lot of the dinim of Avelas, again, a personal Avelas, somebody sitting Shiva, is learned from what Yechezkel was told to do and not to do. So one of the things is, Hayanek Dom, the Radak explains, you know, to me, don't cry out, be silent. And Avil is supposed to usually cry. He was told to be silent, to take it silent. Don't scream out, don't. But besides that, Chazal also learned that they're not allowed to greet, that Avil is not allowed to greet. Shalom Shalom has to be silent. And also, but Divrei Torah is not allowed to study Torah either. And that's how the Rambam Paskins, again, talking about a personal Avil, Perek Hay. Halacha Aleph and Hilchos Avil Elu Dvarim Shava Osuben Biyom Rishon Min Atar Bishar Yom Divrayim. According to Rambam and many others, only the first day of the Shiva is the Raisa, the rest of the Rabbanan. Again, not a Rishu now, but among the things he can't do is the Likros B'Divrei Torah, to learn Torah. And okay, and the Shulchan Aruch says as well, Yerodei Simon Shin Pei Dalad Sif Aleph 22 Avil Kol Shiva Yomim Osu Likros B'Torah Neviim Uksuvim Mishnah Gemara Halachas Ragadus. That was all I learned. Bottom line. Okay, well, what's that going to do with Tisha B'Av? So that's talking about a personal level. So if we look in the Gemara in Tainis, on the Lamed of 23, Tana Rabbanan, Kol Mitzvos on a Hagas B'Avel, no Hagas B'Tisha B'Av. The Gemara draws an equation and says whatever an Avel is not allowed to do when observing Shiva, that's what we're all not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. That's the Gemara's equation. Whatever, and other things too, obviously eating and drinking, but I mean, in terms of the Nehuig Avelis, so the Gemara says whatever an Avil is restricted from doing, Rachman Latzlan, during Shiva, that's also what a personal, everyone is personally obligated to observe on Tisha B'Av. And among the things is, the Gemara goes on, V'asur likos b'torah b'nevim v'ksuvim v'lishanos b'mishnos b'mishnah b'talmud b'medrish b'alachos v'agot, the same thing. Not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, this is Talmud b'torah. However, the Gemara here goes on and says, Avol, Korehu b'makom she'eno rog likos v'shon makom she'eno rivel l'shanos. Okay, l'shanos. This is a one opinion. You are allowed to, on Tisha B'Av, to study things which you've not looked at before. We'll see a little bit what that means. We'll hold that off for now. But more important for our discussion moment is the next word. V'kore b'kinos. You're allowed to read, again, we said when the Gemara says kinos, it means Megillas Eicha. You're allowed to read Megillas Eicha. That you are allowed to study. Also, be'iov. You're allowed to read Eov on Tisha B'Av because it talks about the suffering of the person. Right? And also, v'dvarim haroim shebi'yirmiyah. Also, all the nevuahs of tragedy and suffering in Yirmiyah, like something we just read. Okay? Now, that the next few lines there, the Gemara goes on and says, Behuda Omar Af, Eino Kor Makom Sheino Rogel Likros, Eino Shon Makom Sheino Rogel Lashanos. Okay, Behuda says, you're not allowed to read something you've never learned before. You're not allowed to do that either. Only, again, he agrees, Avel Korehu Be'io, Be'kinos, Adoram Haroim, Shebi Yemio. So we have some exceptions. One of the exceptions, you are allowed to learn, even though there's in general Isser, Talmud Torah, and Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to learn, Megillas Eicha, among other things. When Chanano, there on the page in Tainus Lamed of Aleph, source 24, well, also Likud Torah Nuxum, he talks about this issue about learning something you've never learned before. He explains why. What's the svar to say you can learn something you've never learned before? And they should sar hulo. You know, if we've all had the experience of you learning something you never learned before, it's very frustrating sometimes, right? It's not so easy. So maybe that's not such great simcha, you know, when you first start. That's that opinion. Anyway, v'kore be'iov, more important for us at the moment, u'v'kinos pirish eicha. Menachal says, kinos means eicha. I guess by the days of Hananel, they already referred to it as Eicha. So he says what the Gemara means by kinnas is what we call Eicha, and Bedvarim Haram Yirmi, etc. Rashi says, what's the reason why you're not allowed to learn in general on Tisha B'Av? So he says why. Vasrik was Rashi, is 25, Dichsibahu Misam Chelev. Right? The first famous Psukim in Tilim, Perek Yud Tes, Psukim Ches and Tes. In other words, by an Ovel, they learned it after Yecheskel. Right, what it could now Yecheskel, the situation there in Yecheskel, we had back in the Parakov Dalet, Pasuk Yud Zayin 19, Yecheskel was an Ovel. So that's about a personal Ovel, but what's it got to do with Tisha B'Av? So the Gemara makes the equation, Rashi explains why. Because the Pasuk says, we all know this Psukim, Parak Yud Tes and Tilim, Pasuk Ches, Torah Hashem, Temim, Amesivis Mafesh, right? Famous Pasuk. And then the next Pasuk test says, the second part of 26, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. Right, the words of Hashem, the Torah and so on, are misam chelev. They're cheerful. They gladden the heart. Right, and that's obviously not appropriate on Tisha B'Av. You're not supposed to be in a cheerful frame of mind on Tisha B'Av. So that's what Rashi says is the reason why you're not supposed to learn things, because the person enjoys learning. That's exactly why. Next, Rashi says maybe you know when you, according to at least one opinion, when you learn something you never saw before, it's not so cheerful. It's very hard. So maybe it's more tzar. But in any event, that's what Rashi says. The Maharsha. There in the Chiddush HaGadol, there in Tainus Lamed Aleph 27, gives a different reason why you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. And he says, quotes Rashi, there's a Lule Perusho, if not for what Rashi said, I would say, Nira Delav Mishum Simcha Nagubo. Because after all, the Gemara doesn't quote that pasuk. Gemara actually, part of the stuff I didn't print, the only one in Lamed Aleph, the Gemara does quote that pasuk, but not with regards to learning Torah for a person. As regards for children not learning and close the yeshivas, there it says, Pikudei Hashem Misam Chelev. The Maharsha is medayik that the Gemara, it's nice that Rashi quoted the pasuk, but the Gemara doesn't bring that pasuk of Pikudei Hashem Misam Chelev with regards to a person studying Torah. It only brings it with regards to Tinekel Shomei Yisrab and the children. I think the different reason. He says it's because it's not a matter of being simcha, it's a matter of forgetting or taking your mind off the fact that today's Tisha B'Av and the word Avil, right? By doing other things, even by learning. So you'll get orangutan, you'll get involved in the learning. And he says other things also, right? You shouldn't do other things on Tisha B'Av either. And I'm not talking about people who have to go to work, but I mean, you know, if you're not working and so on, so you shouldn't, says the Maharsha, sit and read the paper or check your email or whatever, right? The person should, on Tisha B'Av should not be Mesir Das. You shouldn't forget about the fact that it's Tisha B'Av. You shouldn't take your mind off. You shouldn't be distracted. So it's not just, so the Maharsha is saying, it's not a din in learning so much or simcha of learning. It's a din in ignoring or putting out of your mind the fact that today's Tisha B'Av is a day of Avelis. You're not supposed to be Mesir Das, Mer Avelis. He says learning and Shara Sukkah. Like I say, today's example would be checking your computer and the reading your emails and texts and whatever else. That's not appropriate for Tisha B'Av, says the Maharsha. And even Lilma Torah, right? If you're not allowed to learn Torah because of the distraction, so much more so to watch a baseball game on Tisha B'Av afternoon, right? You want to go watch the game on Tisha B'Av afternoon? That would not be appropriate because it takes your mind off the fact that it's Tisha B'Av. So says the Maharsha.
Maybe just if you watch your team losing, you might be crying.
Yeah, well, you don't know. It depends how your team's doing, I suppose.
Well, if anyway, you're a Nets fan, most probably that's what will happen.
Well, yeah, well, not that the Yankees are doing too well this year either. But okay. Anyway, the Rambam brings it to Hilchos Tainus, Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph, 28. Also likos b'tisha b'av b'tara b'neviyam b'ksuvim u'misha halacha tamar agaros ve'eino kar ela b'iyo u'v'kinos u'dvarim harayim shibiyam yamiyos. He says you can read Megillas Eicha. Rambam brings the halacha. It's interesting though. The next question is, well, what do we mean by reading Megillas Eicha? Does it mean just to read it, or can you learn it in depth? Can you learn with analysis and so on and so forth? They say that I think the Rav said, Rav Salvation said that Rav Chaim said, well, if it's mutter to learn, then it's mutter to learn in depth. Otherwise, that's not called learning. You know, I mean, you know, now, I mean, how can you not learn in depth? The learning means to do whatever you have to do to understand it, right? Now, one could theoretically be mechalek in Torah Shavuksav and Torah Shavalpeh. Torah Shavuksav is, you know, you can learn without understanding. It still has, still called Talmud Torah. Torah Shavalpeh, you know, if you don't know what they're talking about, it's not Torah Shavalpeh. I don't go into, it's not the Talmud Torah. I don't go into that right now. But I do want to point out that some of the posts in the Bureau, and others point to this Yerushalmi that I printed here in Source 29. Yerushalmi is in Shabbos, Perek Tezan Aloch Aleph, Dalma. Dam means Maisa. That's how the Kabbalah Eidah look at 30. Dalma, come on, Maisa. That's in the Rishama. They often introduce a story with the word Dalma. Okay, Dalma. Rebbe, Rebbe Chia, Rabbah, Rebbe Shmuel, Be'er, Rebbe Yosef, Yoshinu, Poshin, Regilus, Kinas, Erev Tisha B'Av, Shecholios, B'Shabbos. Like this year. Tisha B'Av was on a Sunday, apparently. So Erev Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos. So Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, these Rabbanim were sitting and learning Yoshinu, Poshin, Regilus, Kinos. And says the Kabbalah Eidah, Yoshinu, Poshin, okay, it says Carbonada in 30. Oh, skin the Perusha. They were not just reading; they were involved. They were Rangatun in the learning. They were involved in depth explaining what the different psukim mean. Okay, this was Erev Tisha B'Av on Shabbos min Amincha Lamala in the afternoon. Now, I don't go into this problem right now. There is some question. We know that in general on Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, whatever day Tisha B'Av is, you're not supposed to learn, according to many, you're not supposed to learn Torah, Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, other than what, that which you're allowed to sit on Tisha B'Av. In that regard, the Tisha B'Av starts early. You're not supposed to learn in the afternoon. That was one of the coolers at the Beis HaLevi. You know, they accused the Beis HaLevi of being a big machmer. He said, I'm not such a big machmer. Many people say you can't learn Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. I'm Mekel. You can learn Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. Go because that's right. That was one of his famous coolers. But anyway, others talk a hold like that. Then there's a whole question. Does it apply on Shabbos? Does it not apply on Shabbos? And the further question, what if Shabbos, sometimes, usually when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday like this year, it's because it landed on Shabbos and we push it off to Sunday. This year it didn't land, but this year Taka lands on Sunday. So that's a question. If it really is Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to learn. Again, so that's a question you can discuss with your rabbi. But anyway, this story seems to indicate it was okay. Because the Gemara says specifically, this was Erev Tisha B'Av Shacharis B'Shabbos. Mom, it's like this year. It was Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. And they were learning. But what were they learning? They were learning Megillas Eicha. But, which is allowed on Tisha B'Av, but they were learning in depth. Okay? Then the Gemara says, B'Shiru, in the second line of 29, B'Shiru B'Alef Beis Echad. They left out, they ran out of time, and they left out the one Aleph Beis, the last, whatever Perek, and they left out one of the Prokim, with the Aleph Beis, they didn't get to, they didn't have time to do. So, Amulama Anubain Begomenosa. Tomorrow, we'll come and finish it. And that's a Chiddush. Tomorrow means on Tisha B'Av, Sunday. And they're going to finish it. And then the Gemara tells a funny story that on the way back, on the way out, Rebbe hurt his finger, and he said it must have been a sign from Kodesh Baruch Hu, quoted a pasuk Tilim Paraklam and Beis Pasuk Yud 32. Rabbi Machovim of the Russia, right? The Russia sometimes has pain, right? Whatever. Okay, and then who was it? Rabbi Rabbi Rishmal rather said to him, no, Rabbi Chia said to him, Bechoveinu Matos Chokain. It's not you. You're the tzaddik. You're the Rosh Yeshiva. We sinned, so therefore you got punished. Okay, and that's a pasuk in Eicha, Parag Dalad Pasuk Chof. It's written in 33. Ruach Hapeinu Mashiach Hashem means the King, right? The Mashiach Hashem, the King, King Tzidkio, King Chizko was talking about Tzidkio Nilkad. I forgot which king was talking about. Nilkad B'Shchiso Sam. Okay, the King was punished because of our sins. Okay, so must be Tzidkio, right? So he got the punishment of our sins. Okay, anyway, bottom line. And Rabbi Shmuel said we should have quoted that pasuk because we were just learning it. Right? Look at the last words of that Yerushalmi. Right? Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'Yosi ilu lo hayu oskim b'inyan kachal alomar alach kama kamish in oskim b'inyan. Anyway, we should have thought of that pasuk ourselves because we were just learning it. Okay. The point is they were learning it, and it seems they were learning it in a certain amount of depth. And so, there are those who want to say from here that not only can you read Megillas Eicha, which the Gemara just says Kore. Okay, but you can read it and study the Medrash and the analysis and whatever to learn it in some depth. Okay, now, with this in mind, there are those who say there are other things you're allowed to study on Tisha B'Av too. So the Sefer Mitzvah Kotten, the Smack, is Hagos, and I mean a Peretz, Sefer Mitzvah, you know, Kotten, and Mitzvah Tzadivav, Oschof Test 34, Yesh Omen Shakarin, Perek, Ve'elo Megalchin. Ve'elo Megalchin is the third Perek of Maseches Moed Kotten, which is mostly about the laws of Avelis. Okay, most of the dinim of Avelis for a person, I'm not talking about Tisha B'Av, I'm talking about a personal Avelis. Many of the dinim of personal Avelis are presented in the third parak of Moed Katan called Ilam Agachan. So the Rabbinah Peretz writes, you're allowed to study the Gemara Moed Katan Ve'ilam Agachan because, you know, that's not a cheerful topic. Talking about people dying and people sitting in Shiva and Shoshim, whatever else. So that's allowed. Okay. And apparently even in depth. Yorchas Chaim, Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Os Yud Dala 35, Osir Likos Betor V'Rim Uksuvim, Lishnos B'Mishnah Gwar V'Aloch V'Agodos, and so on. Levisha Kol Eilam Esamach Nesalev, he says like Rashi, these are all cheerful things that gladden the heart. Shemar Pekudah Shemar Shalom Esamach Nesalev, Abba Kora B'Kinnas, Ova Eicha, Dvarim Shavim, and he goes, Oh, B'Medrash Eicha Rabbasi. You're allowed to study the Medrash Eicha also, Kedela Haskir Chubin Beis HaMikdash. What do you think? Adirabba gives you more understanding of what happened. It's even more tsar. You're learning it in depth. You're seeing a lot of details about the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. In any case, of course, Rimi Korbil, that's the Rebbe Peretz, and Rimi Korbil is the author of the Smak. Shiyochol Likud Perik El Magalchim, and so on. So some make a chilik. He says at the end, you can learn Perushim of Echav, but not Perushim of Eov. Because Eov is so complicated, such in depth, that's something else. But too much svar in it. Interesting chilek, the Kolbo in Siman Samach Beis 36 also makes such a chilek. Okay, he says you can study things like Echar, even Medrash Echar Abazi, okay, but not the Medrash on, what do you call it? Not the Medrash on Eov. So Eov is different. Okay, so there is that idea. Now, it's interesting to understand, you know, the Maharil was asked, and it's a Chuvas Maharil Siman Reish Aleph 37, Osalah, he was asked, Lima Teshua Pirish Yom Yom, can you learn in detail? Someone asked him that question. Or is only Mutra and Tishra to read Megillah Secha, but not to learn it in too much details. He says, I don't know what the question is. Okay? What are we? You talking about people don't understand what they're talking about? You know, we understand it. Okay? In Kain Yikra, if we're talking about people reading things and not understanding it, so why limit it to Megillah Secha? Find something you don't understand, then read the book of Daniel. You don't understand what you're talking about anyway. So, right? Once you don't understand, it can be anything. So obviously, says the Maharil, it's talking about stuff to understand. Okay? And so therefore, it's certainly okay to learn from the Midrash. And he says, but it's in-depth analysis. I know a culture came to Adif. It's even better because that's why the Gemara said that first opinion. We didn't have a Meir named there, but the Rishonim quote was a Meir who said, you're allowed to study from you didn't study before. Because it brings you, but we passing up Yehuda, but still, if it brings you more tsar, it brings you more tsar. That's what he says. You look in the tour, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, he mentions this same machlokas and so on. And we certainly can read Eov and Dvarim HaRoim, Shir B'Yemiyah, and Megillas Eicha. The Shulchan Aruch rules as follows, but I want to point out something interesting. Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Rachaim Sip Alev. But also Likos Batavri Ksuvim. Like Rashi said. And then it says, Abel Kore Hu Be'io, Udwar Maram Shevi Yirmiya. And then he adds, in Yeshvin and Psukin Chomet Tzorach Adalgam. If you come, you're reading Yirmiya, but some of the Psukin say that, well, in the future, everything will work out well. It's comforting words that you're supposed to skip. Fine. But notice that there in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber does not say Kinos, does not mention Megillas Eicha. He says, Eov and Dwar Maram Shevi Yirmiya. But he doesn't say, doesn't mention Echa, interestingly. I don't have an answer. I don't know. In Siv Beis, it says, look at Siv Beis at 39, Umutu Limud Medrash Echa. It does say Medrash Echa. So presumably, you learn Medrash, you learn Echa too. It's just curious, he doesn't mention it. And he writes, Perikel Megachim, Bechain Limud Perish Echa. You learn Perushim and Mefarshim and the commentaries, everything else on Echa, and also Perish Eof, so he doesn't accept that Chilik either. Okay, the Levush. So I don't have an answer. Well, I'll suggest an answer in a moment. But that's what the Mechaber says. The Levush, there in Siman Tavkuf from the Dal Tzim Aleph, writes also, you can read Eov and Barim HaRoim B'Yirmiyah. And you have to skip the Psukei Nechama. He also adds, okay, in the second line, Mutar Limod Nish Eicha Kedei Lashko, writes, V'chein Agodos HaChur B'Parak HaNizokin, or Parak Chelek. HaNizokin is the fifth parak of Gittin that has a lot of stories about the Chorban, including the famous story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Okay, they're in Gittin, in the Nuns of Gittin, and also tell stories about both the destruction of the first base and second base of Mikdash. So the Levush, that's also okay, because it has to do with Chorban. Okay, it's okay. And also in Parak Chelek, the 10th parak of Sanhedrin. And Likos Berchonis could be Yosifon. Now, Yosifon was a historian. It's not the same person as Josephus. So I don't know what he meant, Josephus or not. But again, to read history about suffering of Jews, and that's also okay, you know. And theoretically, it seems to me, so that we should be mutter to study other history of other suffering of Jews, you know, whether the events happened on Tisha B'Av or not. Many did, as we know, but over the centuries, to study other things is also because this is about Avelis and so on and so forth. Okay, that's what the and he says at the end there, the Levush agrees, Ein lechalek ben haperush v'akriya. You can read the perushim, you can read the text itself, and so on. Okay. Elia Rabba discussed that a little bit. He says, Mikol Mokom and Osdala, the Sifta, Sigot and Dalad, Tafko from the Dalad 41. He's not as convinced. He says, Mikol Mokom, also Limon Rehena is the Drush, O Kushiv Eteretz. Are you allowed to learn these halachas, hilchas avelas, with kashas and terutzim and pilpulim, and you know, in the style that we learn in the Beis Medrash, that Father Eliyahu Rabbah doesn't want to go. You want to read some perushim and medrash? Okay, again, Reb Chaim, I think, would not go for that. But that's what Eliyahu Rabbah said. He said to read with the kashas and terutzim, work out a whole marocha with the lumdus, with the svaras and so on. That's already going a little bit overboard. That's too much simcha. And he says that's what the Taz says also. Okay. He's not sure. He says to Archil a little bit whether that's true or not. Okay. But look at the Taz. The Taz has gotten Dalad there in Tafkuf Nun Dalad. He quotes that Machlokas or Meir Behuda where you can learn things you never learned before. And he says, because the truth of the matter is, even when you learn something, for the first time, you have trouble with it, but eventually you're happy and you figure it out. Like you happen to figure out the simcha comes later on. So that's what he says over here also. You're not allowed to learn things in depth. Maybe it's tsar now, but later on it'll bring you simcha. So that's what he says. He also says, lo derech pilpul, and so on. That's the position of the Taz. I was thinking that I saw Shlomo Kluger kind of says it in the Chochma Shlomo, there in Aruch Chaim, Sim Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Aleph, 43. Maybe it depends, maybe this question of how in-depth can you go goes back to what is the real reason for not learning on Tisha B'Av. Is it because it's cheerful? It's mesameach hasaleiv? So then you can argue, okay, yeah, a person, the whole analysis back and forth, the hilchos avelos, with kashas and terutzim, good, that's simcha. So if that's the reason you should say taki, you shouldn't do it. But if the reason, like the Marsha says, that ultimately it has to do with being mesiach das from your avelos, well, even if you learn something in depth with kashas and terutz, you work out a whole marocha, but still, it's not a hasesek hadas mavelus. It's not forgetting the tissue. You talk about churban abayis. You have a whole discussion of what the Beis HaMikdash was, and a whole back and forth. Yeah, maybe it's simcha when you're learning it, but at the end of the day, it's still the tsar of the fact that you still weren't mesir das mavelus. That's my point. So that's what he kind of says. Okay, but again, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Sorry. He quotes the Taz. He doesn't necessarily agree. He was asked by somebody because said it was against the Gemara, and then he says not against the Gemara. What the Taz says, and he talks about Mitzvah Mesiach Das Min Avelus Af Sheina Simcha. Right? There's some things which are Mesiach Das, and I don't have Simcha. On the other hand, there are some things which maybe there's Simcha, but it's not Mesiach Das Avelus. So maybe you can have that chilek. The Vilna Gaon and the Bir Hagro and there's Simcha Tavkuf and the Dalts of Beis Yidro Maschul Mutter. The quotes that Yerushalmi mentioned. That's the source. It seems you can learn in depth. That Yerushalmi, okay, and okay, and that's what he says. It's mutter, even in a certain amount of depth. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think, I don't want to read the whole thing inside to save some time, but look at 45. The Aruch HaShulchan, a beautiful analysis, really. It's in Tavkuf and Dalad, Siv Gimel, Dalad, and Hey. But he says, a little bit we'll look at it inside. Right, when you learn, it's simcha, but it's also tzar. If you ever tackled the Gemara that you never learned before, even if you did learn it, you can't. And we've all had the experience, I think, because I've certainly had it, of reading something in the Gemara, you get frustrated sometimes. You don't know what it's talking about. You're going through a Tosas, or Rishonim, whatever, Achonim, whatever, you get frustrated. So there certainly is tzar, okay, but there's also simcha. And he says, Ein sof la omik Torah senor gdoshu, right? Ikar eisek katar misamech es hanefesh ha-yisraeli. The Jewish soul is gladdened, says the Aruch HaShulchan, by learning. Right? Even though at the moment, there's difficulty, right? But when you, the simcha, and there's also a little bit of tzar inside. He says, like the Rambam says, that a Jew wants to do what's right, right? You can force him to give a get because he really wants them. You can read through that yourself. But anyway, he says, but when you're learning Dvarim Harayim, says the end of Siv Gimel, even if you're learning sad things, there's some simcha in the learning. But overall, the tzar outweighs it. Of course, the simcha in Limud HaTorah is always going to be. But the tzar outweighs it. And therefore, he says, in Siv Dala, Fizani Omer, Dehine, Mefar, Shoshana, Kosu, Afilu, Dvar, Maroim, Ein Mutter, Rakla, Likos, Lola, Hamek, Lefalpel, Bahen. Some Achronim, the quotes of Taz, El Yerab, mentioned, say you can't learn in detail, but I find that very difficult. What's a Tamar Chacha supposed to do? Turn off his brain? If a guy's reading, you'll start thinking, right? If you're reading Gemara, you're reading Eicha, maybe Seicha, Seicha Yachso, Kushin, you'll think of it, Kash, you think of it that way. You have to just shut off and be like a parrot reading Aleph Beis. In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan says it can't be. In other words, there's always going to be, you're always going to think. The person of the brain thinks, right? So if you're reading, it's always going to be. But he says, nonetheless, it's okay to learn the Dvar Maharoim because the Tsar is mevatel the simcha. And even if you're mechadish a chiddush, in something. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, and that's why you can read Eov and other things we mentioned before, and even learn Perushe Echa. That's, I think it's a very clear presentation from the Aruch HaShulchan. Shabur also Paskin, again, you can read Gimel, Agadas HaChorban, right? The Agadata about the Chorban, and he quotes the Levush, read history and so on, and even Parak El Magachan, things that are not directly to Tabelis are also okay, fine. Okay. By the way, just as a side point, the Aruch HaShulchan says that an Ovel in general, not on Tisha B'Av, but also on Tisha B'Av, an Ovel in the Avel in the Shiva, Simin Shin Pei Dalat Tziv Tes, the Ardeas, Simin Shin Pei Dalat Tziv Tes, Aruch HaShulchan writes, Hadover Poshin, She also Lol Ovel Lilmo B'Shari Chochmas, right? Because Ovel's not going to learn Torah, but he'll sit and read philosophy, or he'll do mathematics. Right? That's not right. Of course not right. I'm talking about Ovel during Shiva. We tell him he can't learn, but he's going to sit and he's going to read the, physics books. That's also not. They're not supposed to take his attention off of the Avela. Same thing over here. Yeah.
So can we think also that the fact that, we are in trouble because we didn't learn Torah. So if we learn in Tisha B'Av Davka, we'd be me'orer kitrug.
Well, the question, that's what we're saying. What is, these things are mutar. Now, that's a whole question. I don't talk about now the Lomdisha question. Is there a mitzvah Talmud Torah in Tishba? That may be what you're talking about. But let's assume that there is, and this is the way to do it. The question is, you can go into, that's what these posts can say. Some posts can say, but only superficially, only plainly. And others say not. That's the machlokas. That's part of the machlokas. Now, Adkan, we talked about, studying and reading Eicha as a means of, shall we say, studying and learning. However, of course, we also have the practice to read Eicha. And that's what I was thinking. Maybe the Mechaber, when we read the question back in source 39, why the Mechaber didn't mention in Simtof Kuf Nandal Tzifalev, why he didn't mention that you can read Eicha. He only mentioned in Siv Beis, you can study Medrash Eicha. But maybe that's because, of course you can read Eicha. We do it in Shul. Maybe as soon as the Dover Poshet. The question is, where does that come from? Where does it come from that we read Eicha and Shul on Tisha B'Av night? There's not in any Gemara, not in the Talmud Bavli, not in the Talmud Yerushalmi, not that I know it myself, but that's what he says. Not found in any of those sources. It comes from Maseches Sofer, one of the so-called Maseches Ketanot, 48, Maseches Sofer, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Dalad, printed in the back of Seder Nezikah, the standard Shas, 48. Yesh Shekar in Sefer Kinnis Ba'erev. Some people read Megillas Eicha at night, Tisha B'Av night. Yesh Me'acher Naraboke Lacha Kriyas HaTorah, and some do it after the Kriyas HaTorah and Shachris. So apparently there were different customs, different traditions about reading Eicha. Okay, now the accepted view is at night, the early Rishonim, the Ritz Geis, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, right, 49, Minig, it's only a Minig, it's not a Din, it's not like a Chiyuv, to read Megillas Eicha, it's a Minig. Minig La'achar Tulas Arvish Yelot Tisha B'Av, Likros Megillas Kinnis, Kol HaTzibur. Okay, then everyone in the tzibur, he sounds like everybody reads it. Everybody reads together. Okay, but we'll see that shortly. But that's what it's gay. It says everybody reads Megillas Eicha on Tisha B'Av night. The Ramban also writes in the Shara Ovel, the Torah Sa'adam, Shara Ovel in the Megillas Yishonah 50, Mistabur Dahach Mechilta Min Hagi Tanya. There's only a minute, and Kachai Onogin, Echad Kor Megillah Kinnis School and Shoman. He has a little different. His minute was not like the Ritz Gay, and everybody read it. Ramban says one person reads it, everybody listens. I think in our shuls, you have both. You have one person reads it. Most people listen, but some people read it to themselves. Okay, we'll get back to that. But he writes, Kedarach Shom Megillah Sester, like by Megillah Sester. That's the Ramban. The Machzor Vitri, Sim Reish Samach Dalad, the Pastish Bab 51, Lachar Chilis Arvis Korashil Tibor Echa, Sever Okeach, Simon Shin Yud, Korin Balila Echa Yashra Bekinas. Okay? And he says the source is in Echa Rabosi and Masechet Sofim. I don't know where in Echa Rabosi was, but in the Masechet Sofim we saw Mashu Yesh Likos Echa. Shabbat Aleket, Simon Reish Samach Zion 53. He says, Yesh Mekomot. Some places, Shinogu, Leishav El Arts Miad. Everyone sat down on the floor, right, for Meirev and so on. Some people don't sit down until after the Shemon Esrei. They say, Kaddish V'yoshon Ozo Omer Echa Yoshon Vadad Ba'agmas Efer. Right? You should say Echa with a sense of a mournful and sorrow and so on. Yavudram, 54, say the Tfilas Tanios, Lel Tisha B'Av Chotzin Min Alein, everyone takes off their shoes, and so on, we come to shul, and you only light a few candles, even one candle for the chazan to be able to see, so he can read Eicha. And he says, Korin Eicha V'Omer Kinas, and then Avodat Zion, and we skip certain verses in Avodat Zion, which we can talk about at a different time. The Kolbo, Simon Samach Beis, also 55, Acha Kach Yoshev, Shir Tzibur V'Akol, La'aretz, okay, Bidaga Vishon, you sit with a sense of worry and confusion and sadness. Karin Megillas Echa ben Nehi Gadol. Now you read Megillas Echa with great sadness and so on until you come to the end of Shemino Shemalecha. Some places split up the reading and other places everybody reads it together. Okay, quotes all different minhagim. Says other people just the chazan read it and everyone is quiet. It's Leino Minaglikko Kol Echad Echad. The Kopo says by me, the minig is that everybody reads it to themselves and so on. Okay, different traditions. In the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tovkuf Nun Tesif Aleph, there are more rights. 56 Mispala Menachas, the Derech Bechi Kavelim, you sit and like, you know, slow, daven slowly and crying like an ovel. Mechain Osir Bekriyas Echa, and you read the word Echa a little louder. And when you come to Hashivena, the whole call says it with them. We know these Menachim comes from over here. And then we repeat it again, Hashivenu. Siv Beis, Belel, Tishbov, Mispalam, Ars, Omer, Echa, Vekinas, Omer, Acha, Kinas, Echa, said, Kedushin has the whole practice. And about Motzei Shabbos, we don't say Vinom, we don't say Vinlacha. Okay. The Mishabur in Simon Tavkov Nun Tes, and Siv Cotton Bay says, some of them in Hagim to pause between each Pasuk a little bit. And then he says, as far as a bracha is concerned, look later. That's what I'm talking about now. Is there a bracha on the reading of Echa on Tisha B'Av night? We've already established that that's the minute to read on Tisha B'Av night. What about a bracha? So in that Maseches Sofrim, Parak Yud Dalad Halacha Gimel, 58, earlier Maseches Sofrim, it says, Berus v'shir Hashirim be'Echa Megillas Esther Tzarech Lomar al Mikra Megillah. So the Maseches Sofrim says, before reading any of the Megillah, that Kohel is not mentioned in different Girsas. I don't talk about that now. The goal is Girsas, Kohel should be here too. Okay, if you read it, you say the bracha of Al-Mikra Megillah, even if it's written b'ksuvim, even if it's not written as a separate scroll, even if it's written as the whole ksuvim together. You make the bracha of Al-Mikra Megillah. That's what it says in Masechah Sofim Parag Yudal Halacha Gimel. In Masechah Sofim Parag Yud Ches Halacha Zayin, look what it says there in 59, Hakar B'tishav Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmes. That's the bracha we say when somebody dies. That's the bracha you say upon reading this Megillah. Okay, and he discusses some in Hagim to put the Sefer Torah on the floor or other things. But anyway, they have the bracha there, Baruch Dina Emetz. So that's a big question, okay, of what we do in terms of a bracha. The Sefer Manhig, Hilchos Tishba, page 8, Tzadi Bay 60, he quotes from Sefer Sofrim, you make a bracha, Mikra Megillah. The Or Zeruah, Chelik Bay Siman Tof Nun Hei, Afila Megillus Rus, Megillus Kinos, that's us, Echa Megillus Shir Hashirim, Sefer Sofer Omer Asher, Kiddushon, Son of Amikra Megillah. The Mordechai, in Maseches Megillah, in the first parak, in Remez Tavshin Pei Gimel 62, writes Maseches Sofim Al Rus Echa Koheles. Notice he has the gifts of Koheles. Shir Hashir Mevarach Al Mikra Megillah. Good. Make the Baruch Al Mikra Megillah. 63. The Mordechai says least by Echa. Quotes Maseches Sofim Yeshuvarach Al Mikra Megillah by Echa. Now notice that they did not say only if it's written on a cloth kedin with the proper scroll and so on. They're talking about a bracha on Mikra Megillah. It goes Maimonides. Tainus Parakei Alacha Gimel Rambam Oz Bay 64. Mashakar Echa B'Tishba quotes the Maseches Sofrim that you make a bracha of Asher Kedushon Son of Amikra Megillah, and that was the practice of Marami Rutenberg. The Aguda says also that was in Tainus Parak Dalet Oz Chav Gimel 65. Maseches Sofrim Isa Kara Echa Yavarach that make the bracha Amikra Megillah, and that was the Ramzal, that's a Mem Rutenberg. Yesh Makom Shano Grain. He said there are indeed places that do that. Okay, the Maharil did that. In the same for Maril Minhagim, 66, Marei Segal, that's the Maril. Yosheb Lehei, he would sat down on the floor and before by the Bima. Mubarak Al Mikra Megillah, Tera Masla Echa. He would say Al Mikra Megillah. Rabban, interestingly enough, in 67, Taurus Adam Sharaba in Yanavel Sushana says you make two brachas, based on what we just saw before, 67. Mubarak Vikasa Al Mikra Megillah, and Shemubarak Dynamis, and Nimtsa Shemubarak Al Shtayim. Rabban seems to say you make two brachas before reading Megillas Echa. Al Mikra Megillah and Baruch Dayan Emes. The Beis Yosef disagrees. He says when that the source of Maseches Sofrim was someone saying Baruch Dayan Emes, that's not before reading Echa, that's before you get an Aliyah on Tisha B'Av. It's in Tavkuf Nun Tes, and the Beis Yosef writes, it's talking about Kodem Shivarach Birchas HaTorah on Baruch Dayan Emes. There are more rights than Dark Emotion there, it's good. Ein Min Ozem Kamein, Ein Baruch Dayan Emes Kol. I think the Sardim do say Dina Emes if they get Aliyah on Tisha B'Av. No, they say it quietly, or some side. When they get Aliyah on Tisha B'Av, say Baruch Dina Emes quietly. Ashkenazim don't do that. Now, there's a tshuva in the Mari Bruno, it was a Talmud of Tshuva Sadeshin. Tshuva's Mari Bruno said Tezayin, okay, 70. Okay, he was asked about the bracha of Bar Mera'esh, etc., on Motzei Shabbos, can we need the candles and so on and so forth, okay? And then he says, some people, look at the second line, Omrim Likro Megillas Echa. Some have a different text, not on Mikra Megillah, but Likra Megillah's Echel. He says the minig is to say on Mikra Megillah, but others have a different text. And again, I don't seem to be talking only if it was written, and that's the next part of the tshuva. Mari Bruna, Simon Tezayin 70, the next part of the tshuva is, does it have to be that the Megillah, you only make on Mikra Megillah when it's written, you know, with parchment, with the cloth, with the proper writing, or so forth, like a Sefer Torah, like a Megillah, or like a Haftarah, and so on. So he says the minhag seems to be even without that. He says, why? Because the other Megillahs, there's no din whatsoever to read. Only Megillah's Esther. Right? The only Megillah that they have to read out loud, that the Gemara talks about, is Megillah's Esther. And he writes, Pesumei Nisa, right? It's publicized the Purim story. Okay? Abel Eichel, look at the last couple of lines in 7. Abel Eichel Niskan, the Kuros of Rab, Elachol Yachid Yachid Kore. Okay? And he says, and therefore, that's Dafke, why you don't have to. When you have a special Chiyuv, okay, so then you have to write it like a proper sefer. Okay, but when you don't have to, and that's why we can say the bracha even otherwise. That's how he paskins. And it's called a sefer. He quotes the Pasuk Yom Yom Paraklam Avon, Pasuk Yuches 71. He says in that same story we saw before, when Baruch Bernira wrote it, he wrote, Ani Kosev ala sefer, but he wrote it as a sefer. Okay, so there are different traditions about the bracha. And the Beis Yosef, it's a tough quote from Montes here, Maze, right? He says, he quotes that goes minus, and he concludes, "Va'olam lo nagul of our chal ashum megillah chutz megillah sester." The meaning of the world is we never make a bracha mikra megillah other than megillah sester. That's what Beis Yosef writes. Amor, the dark emotion is not so sure. He says, "Ain't I'm in a kedvar?" It depends. You can. Some say you do. I say do it quietly. Okay, that's ish omer benachas v'alachas. You can say on kinnas on megillahs echa, but you say the bracha quietly. That's in the Darkei Moshe in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes. Back in Siman Tov Tzadi, which is Hilchos Pesach, when he's talking about reading Shir HaShirim on Chol HaMoed Pesach, okay, in 74, in Siman Os Aleph, Siman Tov Tzadi, he says, even if it's not a separate scroll, even if it's written with other things. And he quotes many who say that. And okay, so that's what he said. It's a little bit of a stira, okay, in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Tzadi in Sif Tes. There are more paskins. No again, lomar shir shir mishab shchalamoid. Okay, and then sukkis koheles and rus shavuos you read rus. But ta'am lagu shalol rachalamikum. You have a lomar kuksum. The minig is not to make any bracha. The lavush says, who says? So the tov tzadik sifay in 76. The lavush says, who says? Who told him that's the minig? Why not? Why should you not make a bracha? Okay, and how did he know that that's the minig? Maybe he read the made the bracha quietly. He didn't hear. Okay, so therefore he thinks you can make the bracha. The Taz, however, says emphatically, it's in the Tov Tzadi Sivav, and many people chosh for this, even if they have a scroll, the other Megillahs besides Esther 77, he says the Lavush is wrong, the Ramo is right. Now, you should not make a bracha, because we don't find anywhere that there's a mitzvah to read it. Why should you make a bracha? Okay, you don't make a bracha, and certainly you don't have a Megillah Ksheira. Even Megillah Esther, we don't make a bracha unless we read out of a Megillah Ksheira. You read Megillah says out of a chumash, you don't make a Megillah. I'll make a Megillah. So Kavachom over here, he says, what are we talking about? And therefore, he says, his conclusion is at the end, we don't make a bracha in a Megillah. The Ramo is right. And look what he says at the end, the last few words of 77. There's a Taz in the top side, he's caught involved. Al Kain, Kala Mavarcha, Megillah's Elo, I brachal of a Tala. That's what he says. I know some shuls around here do read, do make brachas on other Megillahs. I do it myself. Okay, but the Taz holds a brachal of a Tala. Well, Avraham also raises the question, okay, and he says a different minhagim about it, and he says, minhag is we do, but maybe not Koheles. I think we do even Koheles. The Biur HaGroh feels that the Taz is wrong. The Biur HaGroh, they're in Siman Tov Tzadi Siftas, the Maslam and Nogi, and he says, no, the Taz isn't right. We do make a bracha, provided it's written on the cloth and so on. And that's what the Shabura says in New Test, Chayin Hiskim HaTaz and Avraham, and we do make a bracha on it. Okay, provided it's written, the lochein hanog racha kohenikish k'sum al klaf mevada in luchos v'yada. The Shabura says there in Sukkot and Yotaz, if you make a bracha on a klaf, and there's shuls around here, I think Rei Shuren has klaf, and I know they used to. I used to read it myself when I was a teenager for the shul, but I think they have a klaf for the other Megillahs. I think Rinat also has, some shuls have. Okay, anyway. But that's the practice, not like that Taz. The Shabur says, Ein Limchos Biyado. It's interesting, but Echa, they seem to be leaving room to make a bracha, even if there's not on a cloth. And as a tshuva from the Ramo, Siman Lamed Hey, 81, okay, where he makes distinctions between Echa and other things. There is Inyan to read it out loud. Okay, he says the other Megillah, we're not, aside from Megillah Esther, of course. Okay, he says there's a difference, okay, between Eicha and others. And you look in the third paragraph, he says that we don't make a bracha on Shirashim, Rus, and Koheles, but Yesh Lechalek ben Eil Lekriyas Eicha, because the Chazan does read it as some sort of a chiyuv, so to speak, on Tisha B'Av. And he says it's mentioned in the Gemara. Where is it mentioned in the Gemara? The Gemara we saw about being allowed to learn it on Tisha B'Av. That's the Gemara he's quoting. He reads, he understands that as a source of being allowed to read it out, you know, to read it in front of the tzibur. That's a jump, but that's what the Ramah says. The Gemara never says to read it in the tzibur in shul, but he says that's what the Gemara means. Or that you can do that. Anyway, so he says it's mutter. The Yosef Ometz, Chelek Alav, Simitas Taf Mem Zion also is Mechalek with Eicha. He writes in 82, the Eicha the Minig is a Chazan does. Maybe it's because it's a bigger Chiv. It's a bigger Chiv. All right, now there's also a question about sitting or standing. Okay, we're going to go quickly to the last couple of sources because the hour is late. And we start a few minutes late. But anyway, the Sefer Amin Hagim Debei Maharam says everybody sits on the ground. Okay, when the Eicha is read, including the Chazan, everybody sits. And he says, a Chaz Nivarach Belachash. You say Al Mikra Megillah quietly. The Bach also brings that in Tafkof Nuntas. The Bracha quotes some others who said the Bracha should be said quietly. The Lavush also, okay, is a look of 85. Then Sim Tafkof Nuntas. Kore Eicha Varach Ala Belachash. Bracha Tash. You say the Bracha quietly. I don't know if that's a compromise position, but that's what he says to do. You say it quietly. Then he mentions an interesting point. Okay, he mentions, give me another minute or two, a couple minutes we'll finish up with him. The second part of that, Lavush, he says, why is it that Taka, we don't have a cloth? Then how come there are no cloths for Eicha? And how come Taka, we do read that? With or without the Bracha? How come we don't read? He says, because the Chazanim didn't want to, the Sofrim, I mean, didn't want to write, because that would indicate you don't believe that the Mashiach's going to come any day. Right, they were hesitant to write scrolls of Megillas Eicha. Right, he says because of Sofer Lanok Chosam. We should look at the last couple lines. We should on a mechakam mitzapim mechol yom shiafach lani yom zelas sasam asimcha. We anticipate the Mashiach coming any time. I'm going to write a Megillas Eicha. We're not going to need it next year. So why would I write it? Interesting point. I remember years ago when I was a kid, we grew up. We had these Eichas and kinnas. These white. Remember the white paperback. Paperback. It was paper. It fell apart. You have to, you know, these white things, you had to skip around like the slichas. Same thing. So the kinnas, that's what we had. Then Rabbi Rosenfeld from England, they popularized that edition, which was hardcovered. So I remember one year my father, Rav Shalom, brought a Rosenfeld kinnas hardcovered. So I went, oh, this is a hardcovered Eicha. And my father said, yeah, my mazel, this year the Mashiach will come, won't be able to use it. But I was just kidding around, obviously. But that's what the Lavush says. That's why they didn't write it. Anyway, they're different in Hagim in terms of the Brocha. I think the widespread practice, they don't make a Brocha. Okay. Even though the Chayodim says that in Vilna, that was a minute. Look at Kuf Lamed Hey. Okay. Other than Mogan Avraham and Tuf Kuf Ntas and Kuf. Tafkov Nuntas, the beginning, says you do make a bracha and you should read Eicha during the day also when you get home. Many people do that. I do it myself, even though it's not read in shul. The Chayadam and Kalkuf Laman Hei Simchav Gimel writes, Nira Lefi, the Minna Kiloseno, Shkarm and Megillah, Ksuva Kedina Laklav. We will make a bracha like the Gaon. The Chayadam lived in Vilna. He said, the Minigan Vilna, they did read it, but it had to be written on a klav. Okay, the Archa Shulchan says, that's not our minig. So again, we have different minhagim. And also, as I said before, different minhagim, whether everybody reads along or not. I would say that if there's a klaf, you shouldn't read along. But if you read along from Chumash, so we saw the Kolbo and Simon Sahab Meis quotes both minhagim to Nafkamina, how many candles you light. That's the Magan of Ram and Sivkot and Dalad, the Taz Sivkot and Hay, the Mishmur Sivkot and Tezvav. And the Rosh Hashanah Siv Katan Siv Dalet, the next few sources talk, how many candles should you light in shul? We just dim the lights, but in those days when they had candles, you want the shul to be dark. Okay, well, the chazan who's reading Eicha has to have a candle. If everybody has to read along, you have to have more candles. Right, so that's what that issue comes up in these poskim over here, to the different minhagim. Just to wrap up, we said there's some sort of chiyuv on the tzibur, so to speak. So the Maseches Sofrim in the text, we have Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Dalad. So it seems to say that it should be read in a way that everybody understands it. Okay? It should be read that everybody understands, including the women. And it says, Shehanoshim Chayavos Lishmo, Kriya Sefer Kanoshim. Look at that. The Maseches Sofrim, which is the source of the whole idea of reading Megillah Seichan Shul, says that women also are obligated. That's a question. Okay, the Chidor, we don't have on the sheet. The Chidor in his commentary on Maseches Sofim says, it doesn't mean it's really chayev, it's only a minik. It's only a minik for men also. So just end off 96 or Sternbuch. Chuvas van Hagas, Chedek Beis, and Reish Nun was asked this question. Shela, Noshim im Chavas Shmo Echa Bedal Tisha B'Av. Do women have to hear Echa on the night of Tisha B'Av? So he quotes this Maseches Sofim, and he says, look, on a Pashut level, they should. Hatam Nirlan Stait Tisha Kriyas Echa Shaykh Letzim Avelos. Reading Echa is part of the Avelos of Tisha B'Av. Women are certainly chayev the Avelos on Tisha B'Av. They have to fast on Tisha B'Av. All the other practices on Tisha B'Av apply to women also. Right? Shekach Tichuzal. Me'achar Shinoshim Chavaz Yisabel. Right? They have to fast. Who are Din Shetzim Azal Meres Echa? Okay? On the other hand, we assume that maybe women don't, if it's a tzibur dik obligation, so maybe it's only on the tzibur, maybe that's only upon men, and women don't have to participate with the tzibur, that's what some suggest. But, he says in the second paragraph, that our women do go to shul, and he says, minik tov, that the women should go to shul. Women who understand what Echa is about should read it. Okay? Royal Anla Shevas Haratu Esabel. And if they're not in shul, should do it at home. Shechavis Bavelos, I know, in Parshas Echa. If you don't understand it, okay, so let someone explain it to her. The husband comes home to shul, somebody else explain it, the woman should also do it. Okay, now, he mentions, we know women are exempt from davening, you know, if they're busy with the children and the household, okay, so they're, you know, they're trudos, okay? But he says, but noshim didan, most of our women understand Hebrew, and he says, you know, come to shul, so do it at home. And he says also today, look at the next part, Hayesh Hayom Targum Le'echa B'chol HaTzofos, it's translated into English, and every other language, we have art school or whatever else, you know, and then Koran or whatever else, the translating thing is not a problem. And therefore, even a woman who's busy can find a few minutes, you know, unless she absolutely can't. But that's what he says, that the minhag is proper for women also. I think in our communities, women very often try to go to shul, unless they have little babies at home, they can't, but they should certainly read Megillah Seichas. And as I said, these are some lesser known facts about reading and studying Megillah Seichas on Tisha B'Av. Look, we still have time. Maybe we won't have to observe Tisha B'Av this year. Okay, it's still a couple more days. But if we do, everyone should have a meaningful fast, and we should get something out of Megillah Seicha. And hopefully, if we do have Tisha B'Av, we'll talk about the last one. We'll be Zochel, Abinyan, Abayis, Beherim, Yameinu. Okay.